Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to episode 90. Wow, 10 episodes from 100. That's fucking crazy.
I'm ready.
Of the Player Player Podcast. Before we get started, I want to give a big thank you to the both old and new additions to our crew tuning in to listen to us do what we do. And what's that, Arson?
Hablamos sobre los videojuegos.
Wow, that's right. I think you said talk about video games. Every Thursday of every week, we gather around the virtual water cooler to discuss video games and the culture surrounding them. I'm your host, Joseph Hooper, a.k.a. The Hoop Man, along with my co-host, the Nostradamus himself, Arsene Lakpa.
Hey guys, this is Nostradamus, Arsene Lakpa here. Just a couple of predictions I have for the year. I'm just going to lay them down right now. So basically, we're going to get the PS5 and the Xbox. They're actually they're going to cancel both of them, put them into one thing, call it the PSX, okay? Never before
heard.
PS Series X, okay? So that be on the lookout for that one. They're going to be announcing that one sometime around July. But then what's going to happen is that bad boy is going to get delayed because Coronavirus 13 is going to drop, and then it's going to push the production of it.
13.
They're dropping 13. It's like, you know, predecessor to, it's like a prequel to COVID-19. So then it's going to get pushed back 2 years. So we're not going to have a new console until 2022, folks. Remember that, 2022.
Oh, no.
We're going to get Last of Us Part 3X. It's going to start following, same tradition as Square Enix's Kingdom Hearts. So we're going to start intertwining the universes of Last of Us, The Walking Dead, and hear me out, Worms.
Okay. Worms.
There we go.
Oh, no. Wow. What a slate of bold predictions here from Arson. That was the longest ass bit I've ever seen. But that was pretty good. Coming straight off the dome. Those are some solid predictions there.
Thank you.
And we have more predictions to come, but we'll get into that in a little bit. First, as always, how you doing, my guy? Give us the update. How's life?
You know, in Atlanta. Life's treating me pretty good. You know, I'm out here just trying to stay safe. You know, I'm going to have to, you know, give my quick little spiel to the folks at home. I want y'all to be safe, okay? Because if y'all aren't safe, then who going to listen to the podcast? Tell me that.
Facts.
I'm not listening. Hoop Man's not listening. We're making it right now. I'm listening to him talk to me, and I'm listening to myself. So why do I need to listen to it? Y'all need to listen
He's
to it.
Speaking
so y'all
truth.
Better stay safe. Y'all better go home. Y'all better tell your grandma, tell your grandpa, stay their ass inside, okay? I don't want to hear about nobody's grandma and grandpa getting sick from COVID-19, okay? Please, please. And if they do get sick, don't tell me, because I don't know you. So
damn. Don't waste my ear space with that.
But that has absolutely nothing with how I'm doing. I just want to put that little that little tidbit out into the air.
The people need to know.
The people,
you know, it's not like their banks, their, you know, movie theaters, their governors, their, you know, that one sticker company they bought stickers from one time or sending out emails telling them that they need to wash their hands. We also need the podcast to preach it as well,
exactly.
Which is fine.
Exactly. Every form of media you got, we're trying to, you know, cover all the bases here. But back to, you know, what's really important, me, you know.
Yeah.
I'm doing just fine. Just trying to survive in this crazy, wacky world we got. That is the COVID-19 world. I've been playing a lot more video games, much to the chagrin of my dear fiance. She, is obviously we're both, you know, kind of in quarantine mode. And I'm out here on the game. She's like, bro, can we put the games down for just a few minutes? You know, let's just spend some time together. And I'm like,
spend some time.
I'm trying to play Call of Duty. No.
Excuse
me? I'm the worst fiance out there. So just want to let everybody know that. But yeah, so I've been playing a little bit of that.
Before you get in the games, we're going to cut you off.
Come
because here. I want to separate this because I got a lot of game talk. I'm sure you got some game talk.
Okay.
I just want to, like, COVID-19. You said we're living in a COVID-19 world. What the fuck is going on, my guy? Literally, LA and, you know, my home country, what the fuck am I talking about? My current state that I'm living in, ground zero for America, COVID-19. Banning restaurants gathering over like 10 people. 10 people is not that many people. You know what I'm saying?
That's a handful.
10 people is not that many people. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, literally they banned restaurants yesterday. No restaurants. You can't go into a restaurant. You can do takeout, but that's it. Like, which is just crazy to think about. Like, I would have never thought that in my lifetime there would be a period where there are just no restaurants to go into for at least 8 weeks. For at least 8 weeks.
And we don't know, you know what I'm saying? We don't know what, how is this gonna turn out? Is it gonna go up? Is it gonna go down? Like, what's
right, we don't know when it's ending.
How's it gonna play out?
Great, there's no sports going on. Zero sports.
I saw NBA. Formula One marbles. People were shooting marbles. That was people's sports and entertainment.
I saw that.
It's crazy.
I saw that, yeah. Like, I just don't, like, it's crazy town, you know. I'm working home for the foreseeable future, so we have no clue how that's going to go. But it's wild, man. It is. It's super wild.
I only get 2 weeks.
I mean, that's an L, but hopefully, L. You know, hopefully, it doesn't spread rapidly. Like, the spread slows down. We don't see too many more fatalities resulting of this.
For sure.
You know, but you know that we have. I haven't been tested. I literally might have it. Who knows?
Yeah, honestly, like, same.
All jokes aside, I could really have it because there's no symptoms, nothing like that. I haven't been tested. There's no easy way to get a test. I don't know what the ratio is, but there's a good chance that I could have, and I just don't know it. Same with my friends and stuff, which is, you know, kind of fucked up, but at least we're quarantining ourselves and staying safe so as to not give it to other people. So, I mean, yeah, on a less serious note, your poll came back. And there were only 7 people that voted on the poll.
Okay.
I'm talking about the last week's episode where we talked about the basket.
The at basket, the grocery store. The infamous basket.
What do you do with it? 7 people voted. 4 people voted that you move the basket.
I accept defeat.
Saw the results?
I don't think I saw the final results, but I accept my defeat.
It was just 4-3, which surprised me. 3 people are saying, no, I don't move that fucking basket. Granted, one is you.
That is true. That is
me. One is you. So 2 other people were like, yeah, we're not moving the basket, which is wild.
My own fiance voted against me, so.
Oh, wow.
I'm a little.
So she knows.
She knows, apparently. Allegedly.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's crazy.
But every time we in public, though, she ain't saying nothing, though. So tell me that.
Wow.
Tell me that. She's, I'll put her on blast.
Like a dumbass.
Yeah.
She's letting you look like a. Are you telling me she just. Does she keep the basket there, or does she just let you look stupid?
She just let me look stupid. That's what I'm assuming. I put the basket down. There's no mention of, hey, we should maybe we should go and pick it up, put it back in the container over there, over by the door.
Oh no!
See, how am I supposed to? You know, I'm not gonna get into it. That was last episode.
Oh no!
We keep my man was last about to episode get and last episode.
Tid.
No heat. No heat.
Tid.
Not just yet.
Oh,
not yet.
Oh my god. But yeah, I mean, the polls came back. COVID-19 is a bitch, and. I mean, other than that, there's nothing really to do. We're just chilling in the house. You're going to work. You know, we all should be practicing social distancing. I know.
Yes.
I know over there in the South, people are kind of like, we don't give a fuck because we don't got that many cases. Kind of lifestyle.
I don't understand. These people are going nuts.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. But like, I know you guys. Haven't been hit really hard yet over in the East Coast, but everybody stay safe. Keep washing your hands. Keep social distancing as much as you can. You know what I mean? So that being said, video games, one of the best ways to social distance because you can just stay in your house and play with people over the internet. Play by yourself.
That's so crazy to think that we're in this like age right now where that is like, you know, that is a possibility. That is basically, this is life right now. This is society where we can just do this. And it's like not something that's like it's hard to access. Like it's easily, readily accessible to be out here.
15 years ago, we're fucked, bro. Maybe not 15. Like we still were okay 15 years ago, kind of. But now we literally have all the resources, all the tools. We have so many multiplayer games. We have Fortnite. Mm-hmm. We have Call of Duty Warzone, which you're about to talk about. We have Animal Crossing. We're gonna come to literally each other's towns.
Shortly. We'll be there, yes sir. Islands.
But yeah, tell me about Call of Duty Warzone. Tell me how you're liking it. I have started the download.
Started the download. Okay. It will take you a while because it is a beefy boy.
I know.
So about Call of Duty Warzone, I just decided. You know, a couple of my friends, we were just like, you know, don't really know what to play. Maybe we want to pick up something new. I'm like, hey, this COD Warzone just dropped. I've heard a lot of good things about it. I know one of my buddies who we were going to play with, he actually owns COD. So he, you know, has positive things to say about, like, you know, the full game. And, like, which, you know, we had both heard, like, you know, positive things about Call of Duty Modern Warfare. But, you know, it wasn't enough to make me want to sit there and be like, yeah, $60 right now. Let me go and cop COD Modern Warfare. But this right here, this free-to-play experience that you have, it's, you know, on the surface level, you're like, okay, another battle royale. We've kind of, you're thinking Call of Duty is late to the party. You know, Fortnite has come and kind of gone, I'd say. Apex is, you know, still kind of here. But it's not gone, continue. But, like, you know, it's not as, you know, it's not prevalent in the public. Right, you know, it's not in the limelight.
People aren't talking about it every day.
Yeah, Apex has its, like, you know, dedicated fan base.
Right.
And then all the other, like, you know, rip-off clones or whatever of anything, or just they've fallen off. Then COD Warzone rolls up. They're announcing 150 people drop in. You guys are just playing straight up Call of Duty, you know, just pure shooting, just good old first person shooting. And you get to play that as a battle royale. And I gotta tell you, my friend, that it is it's fun. Like,
it slaps
hands down. Like, you know, there's a bit of learning for me to do, just because you know, hadn't really. In my entire lifetime, I was never, like, you know, into a Call of Duty game. Never had, like, a real shooter growing up.
You weren't with us with the Modern Warfare 3, Modern Warfare 2 days.
I wasn't really in that era. I got to play a little bit, like, you know, as it was, you know, once all the hackers got in the lobbies. Like, that's when I started playing. I only played for, like, you know, a week or something. But now I'm playing this. I'm playing with everybody, playing with the boys. We're, like, rolling up with a squad of three people, which does suck. I'll talk about that in a second. And we're just going in, like, just rolling up on people, bro. It's always just rolling up. It's the action is there. I'd say it's faster paced than Fortnite, even though a game may seem like it takes longer. Like, I'll be sitting there, like, I don't know, 20 minutes in a game, the circle's, like, closed in about four or five times, and it's like, yeah, there's, like, 40 people remaining. I'm like, how, bro? Where are they? Like, we're in the circle, like the size of, like, a small town, and you tell me there's 40 people around me? Like, how? But, like, then, like, from that point on, you know, it really picks up. The games, like, really have, like, a good speed to them, way better than I think Fortnite had. And obviously, you know, I think you and I can both agree, sure, you know, Fortnite has its building mechanic, but once that got to be, there was a certain learning curve with that, and if you didn't hop on in time, if you weren't on the train, bro, you got left.
That's literally why I don't play Fortnite. That's why we don't play,
yeah. Like,
if you didn't have to build, I'd still be probably playing it, not every day, but
at least a little bit.
Times, yeah.
Yeah. So obviously that aspect is not in Call of Duty, and I gotta say it is a breath of fresh air to not have to worry about, oh, I take one shot at somebody, looks like I'm gonna have to worry about, you know, entering into a chess match build off
with them. Shit. Oh my god, so true.
True. Like, if I start shooting at somebody, there's a chance that I can just get them right then and there, or, you know, we can start exchanging bullets. I'll go down. Like, you know, no bullshit. The fights don't have to last that long. And
yeah,
I just have high remarks for the game. Other than that, man, I just think everybody should go out, download it. It's free. It's literally free. What else are you gonna do during quarantine? Quarantine? What the hell? Quarantine?
Oh hell no! No, I'm just kidding. yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm downloading it. I would ask you more questions, but I'll just fucking play it myself.
Yeah, man.
I do have one question, because you literally said, you know, we squad up in teams of three, and I'll talk about that later. And you did not talk about that later. What's the issue with there?
The issue with that is just, like, you know, I feel like I like the squad of four better than squad of three, but I understand why they wanted to. I feel like it makes better sense for there to be squad of three, maybe. I don't know. I think they could have done squad of four and then done, like, 175. Wait, can you do 150 divided? No, you can't do 150. Wait, just do, like, 160, bro. 160 divided by four. That's 40 teams.
Maybe the service couldn't handle 160. Ten more was too much.
Then do, like, 10 less. I don't care, bro. Like, I feel like the teams of four would have been, like, a way to really.
So you have to have three.
You have, like, well, it basically, you will either, you can either fill or not fill. You can't do solos where it's, like, you know, just 150 people free for all. I think if you don't fill, then it would just put you in. And then everybody else is on teams.
Right. So you're telling me.
Yes, sir.
You and your boys rolling up with three. You telling me to download this game, and I'm going to be by myself. That's what you're telling me?
No. See, because we got one boy who, my man, who's supposed to be, like, you know, he has the full game. We've been trying to get a hold of this man for like the past like 2 days, and he just won't. He just won't. He'll be like, "Yeah, sorry, y'all. I went out skating." I'm like, "Skating?
Oh, skating? What? What is this fucking roll bounce, bro?" Like,
that's what I'm.
What
saying,
are we talking
bro.
About?
He said, "I'll be on later." Never came online. So
we had to stay indoors. Yeah, sir.
Stay indoors, bro.
Trying like, to catch COVID-19.
That's what I'm saying. I hope he listens to this, bro. I hope he listens to us flaming his ass for going skating. He should have been playing Call of Duty, helping the boys. But yeah, like I think like even if you have like, let's say if it was just like you and me, we just hop on and we pick up a third person, like a random person, it's not bad. I don't think it's like, it's not like in Fortnite where I guess kind of that does make it better to have like a team of three rather than a team of four. Because, you know, when it was just us two, when we got two randos, we didn't we didn't know who we were getting.
Exactly. That's some big facts.
But yeah,
like so, that kid that thought I was LeBron James at one time.
Exactly, bro. Exactly. Right, and there's definitely, obviously, I don't think I've encountered like a teammate on the mic who was a child.
Oh, wow.
Maybe, I mean, I've only played like 2 days, 2-3 days worth of Call of Duty, but
yeah,
I would expect at least one child so far on the mic, but no one so far.
That's wild, because schools are closed, so I know these hoes are flooding the servers.
I know. Also, one quick last thing, one little feature I like, the gulag, bro.
I heard about it.
Heard about the gulag.
I heard about the gulag.
You die in the game. They are kind of mimicking a system similar to Apex, and I think Fortnite also introduced it, where you can bring your boys back in the game after they've gone down, after they've died. If your boy dies, they'll say, they'll play this little cutscene. You're a prisoner of war. You're thrown in the gulag. Now you have to go into a 1-on-1 death match. Like first, just kill the other person in this little room, the small prison shower. And if you survive, you get back in the game, and that's your one chance to get back in. Or they can buy you back in using like a little buy station, kind of like I guess maybe Apex does it. I don't know.
Yeah, but who knows?
It makes for some really stressful like. It's enjoyable.
Make it back in via the gulags yet?
I've made it back in a handful of times. Like I've run into and I don't think I've been like the most skilled. Sometimes I'll just run up on somebody like, and we just both can't aim, and I just get lucky. One time I threw a C4 in one area, and I was like, oh yeah, I know he's over there. Boom, popped it. He blew up.
Wow, so, that's fun.
It's pretty fun. It is pretty.
I'll check it out. I'll check it out. But
check it out. This is not a Call of Duty podcast, though. I feel like I've talked to
no. That's hell fine. That's fine. I think we got plenty of time in the episode. I'm glad you talked about it. I'm glad you're having fun with that. You playing anything else?
Yes. Beat Ori. Ori 1.
Oh, holy shit.
I think it was either day before quick. Or the day of. Yeah, no, it was only like, it's only an 8-hour game, the first one, Blind Forest. However, I did get a recommendation from a buddy of mine who is like big into Ori, and he's like played through both the first and second one. He says if you don't really care too much about the story, you can just hop into the second one. Maybe look up the first one, because like the mechanics are way better in the second one anyway. So it's up to the viewer's discretion.
Yeah, I mean, I thought I was gonna play Ori soon, very soon, but
now don't have time, bro.
I don't have time, and I think why not just wait until the Xbox Series X drops? I know it's a long time away, but I'll have Master Chief Collection. I'll have Game Pass. Like, I think that'll be a nice meal for me, like, experiencing the new Xbox Series S, Series X, having all of those new titles there.
I get that.
For me to play, basically, at my fingertips with Game Pass, so I don't have to drop 60 or whatever. I mean, to be fair, I could just get Game Pass now and not have to worry about it, but I have plenty of backlog items that I can play in the meantime.
But you won't even have time for backlog, bro. It's coming.
No.
This Friday.
It's coming. We'll get there. We'll get there. It is coming this Friday. Are you playing anything else?
Gungeon. Yes, I've been...
Still playing Gungeon.
Still playing through Gungeon. Yep.
Very nice. Very nice. My side, I'm playing one game and one game only. I mean, maybe I'll play... soon. Call of Duty Warzone soon. But all my time is now, as of yesterday or 2 days ago... Now we're back on Sekiro. Back in Sekiro. One boss to rule them all. You got to beat this last. Oh my God. This old geezer, bro.
He's just a bitch.
It's not even really spoilers. I don't even really want to. Like, there's nothing really to spoil except the last boss in Sekiro is hard as shit. like, it's just a struggle, but, you know, I've basically decided that, yo, I'm going to beat this guy. I'm going to beat him legit. And yesterday, this is where we're at. Yesterday, you know, I fought him, of course, when I finished Sekiro, or basically played through the whole game originally, spent maybe a day or two on him, and I gave up. And I was like, this isn't happening. It just can't happen. I gave up, and I started playing Control or whatever. Came back today, or yesterday, played, got as far as I have ever gotten when I played it the first time.
Hell
made
yeah.
No progress. Played for about 2 hours, though. Made no progress. I was like, it'll take me all year to beat this guy. It'll take me all year to beat this guy. Today, I played, I think, maybe 3 or 4 times, taking breaks in between work. I challenged the guy. I've gotten to his third form several times at this point.
That's pretty good.
And like, I got a lot, like, without taking much damage at all. So I'm like, okay, this is doable. This is very, very, very doable. And I'm going to do it. It's very hard. This will challenge my limits as a gamer. I literally need... I think I said this exact shit 9 months ago or whatever. But you literally need the fucking Sharingan to beat this guy. You need the Sharingan to see what this man is doing, because you get 1 second to react.
That's all you have to beat him.
If I beat this guy, are you going to then be... Are you going to feel the urge to go back and beat him, or are you just done?
I feel like I have to. If you beat him, I'll have to. But I may, you know, if I'm really feeling like I'm trying to do something, I may pick it up here and there before if you still haven't beat him yet, but we'll see.
Yeah.
I would like to beat him. It would be nice. A nice feeling.
The problem is, like, it's just like, you really just have to grind it out and figure out all of the attack patterns. And like, cause like if I'm like, no, I can't beat him, and I take another 3 months, that's like an extra day I got to add on to try to beat him. Cause you got to spend a day just trying to figure out what the hell is going on again. You know? So we'll get there, you know, and I'm far past the point of trying to like beef up Sekiro anymore, trying to learn any new moves, trying to get any new items to help me. Those days are long gone. I got to beat him with whatever loadout I have right now.
Okay.
Which is basically just raw skill. No items, no nothing. I'm just trying to beat him with raw skill.
I think I got a little bit more items to get. I don't know. I don't even know what's in the game. Maybe I need more gourd seeds. I don't know.
I mean, yeah, the gourd seeds I'm pretty close to maxed out. But like, as far as items, like single use items, I'm like, it doesn't matter. I can use a single use item. I'll die. And it'll be wasted, you know, so there's no point in even trying to farm single use items.
Yeah,
but,
no.
But yeah. So I'm fully back in Sekiro. I want that badge of honor beating this bitch. And then I've been thinking about, I mean, actually it doesn't matter because fucking Animal Crossing is coming out Friday, so it doesn't matter what I'm thinking. But, you know, typical stuff. Me and Amanda still playing Overcooked, trying to 3-star all the levels in Overcooked 2. So
nice.
That is what's going on with me. But let's talk about what's happening in the future, okay? Because I have another segment, and I promise we'll start cycling through these segments eventually. We'll just keep bringing new segments.
I won't just keep building new.
Yeah, I'll run out. But, you know, there's a lot of news stories here, and I wanted to know, how can I bunch all these news stories together? And the only way I could do it was with a new fucking segment. So this new segment is called Forecast.
Ooh.
All right. So today's episode, we're going to be playing a little game called Forecast. And how this works is we got a couple topics here. And instead of just having the typical news show, you know, talk about the news, give our thoughts, keep it moving, we'll talk about a couple things. We'll give our thoughts. But then I have a question where we both will make a prediction. And whoever's closest to the prediction, when it happens, gets a point or something.
Ooh, kind of like, so it's like E3
we're making
thing.
A little game around it. Yeah, kind of like the E3 thing. But hopefully, like, we'll see these predictions within the next couple months, and we got to keep track, but I'm sure we'll forget. Anyways, first, Final Fantasy demo. We both played it.
We did.
All right. So before we get into the predictions, I want to get your general thoughts on it. What did you enjoy it? Did you have any favorite parts? And like, what was your heat index on the Final Fantasy VII Remake demo?
So my... when I first booted up the game, you know, we get to the load screen. I hit start. I was like, all right, cool, cool. We're in it. When I first saw that cutscene, bro, I was like, holy shit, bro.
Absolutely.
They really went all out on the cutscene. Like, dang, dude, it was too good. I was like, crisp. Like I knew it was fake. But part of me was like, there's part of my brain wanted to be like, nah, bro, that's a real person on the screen. This is just a YouTube video. Like, I just thought, like, it was just so close. I feel like and it just makes me excited for, like, the future of gaming. Like, are we really going to get to that point where we're just so, like, photorealistic that it's just like, we're playing real life? Then we're going to get into, like, awkward situations where it's going to be like, damn, is it real life? Is it a video game? Are we out here having people kill each other? Like, in that one movie? Nah, anyway, Anyways, so yeah, the game was definitely, the demo was really fun for me to play through. I had never played through Final Fantasy VII before. I may have seen like a little bit of gameplay, but I've tried to keep myself kind of like away from that sphere. Once I heard about like the remake, I was like, okay, there's no point in me trying to go back to like the original game. Like, I'll just wait. Sure. Especially once I saw like that first bit of gameplay, probably like what, 3-4 years ago. I was like, okay, oh, this is similar. It reminds me of Kingdom Hearts. Reminds me of that style of gameplay. I'm here for it. When I actually put my hands on it, though, I was a little less impressed personally. It was because I felt like it was still, it still kind of had like a turn-based e feel to it, rather than that raw hack and slash feel like a Kingdom Hearts game would have, or like any other, I guess, like even like Final Fantasy 15, I was expecting it to be closer to that than it was. It's because like right now, I think it's like, it is a perfect hybrid between like Final Fantasy 15 and Final Fantasy 7. Like that's where the like actual gameplay style is, which I like, but I don't super love it, you know.
Wow.
But I am interested in seeing the story though. Can help me. It might help me. You know,
bring them more on board.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. Yeah,
so that's how I'm feeling.
So I mean, yeah, I think I always knew that it was going, like, it was a unique battle style. I mean, I'm totally with you. The cutscene blew me away. The graphics blew me away. Just the pure cinematic experience of the game blew me fucking away. And I was even more blown away when I watched Kinda Funny did a playthrough where Andy Cortez played through the original Final Fantasy opening mission, and then he played through the remake Final Fantasy opening mission both for the first time, and he was like, what the f-? And like, just to see how they're so one-to-one, I'm like, you guys are incredible for what you guys did here. That aside, I knew the combat was like unique and something pretty new, and I am the person that I'm not the biggest fan of the Kingdom Hearts 3 battle mechanic, because I feel like there's no real control on what's going on, because it's just kind of like, I felt like I was just mashing buttons, and while there is management in it, like, I didn't really have to think about most of the fights that I got into, whereas this is a lot more tactical in terms of, like, I love the fact that, like, oh, you can control different characters, you can jump from this character to this character, you have to use certain characters to for certain situations, and I think at a point it is a lot. It is like a big challenge trying to keep everything straight and manage everybody, especially when you're switching from character to character, and it's also kind of in real time, but I completely loved it. I thought it was really challenging, really interesting. I love the new approach to it, and it seems like a cool new challenge to tackle when the game drops. And I'm glad, like, I like the action, but I'm glad I'm not just like straight up mashing X, or like just like, you know, slashing through a ton of enemies personally. That's just my personal taste.
I get that. It's strategic.
Right. And I like the action mixed with the strategy.
It's definitely new.
Go ahead.
Oh no, yeah, I'm just quick. I was just saying, it's definitely, I feel like it's new. I don't think I know of too many other games that do it like that. Where you really are going to have to rely on more than just spamming. Which kind of like at this, just right now, I kind of had that epiphany, and I'm like, maybe I will give it a fair chance when I like play through it, fully play through it. If I think I'll go ahead and cop it. When I first played the demo, I was like, I don't know if I'm going to cop.
Wow. Okay.
I think, our little chit chat we've had so far has put me back on board.
Yeah, I mean, when I played the demo, I was like, 10 minutes in, I was like, oh, this is an auto cop. Just because I was like, oh, this is so satisfying. But interesting, interesting. Okay, cool. So that brings me to the prediction question for you, for both of us, actually. What score on Metacritic does this game land at the end of April? It comes out April 10th. So after the initial wave of reviews are in, what score does this game land at? Closest person to the score gets the point on this one.
9.4.
I don't even know.
Some
food item delivered to your house.
Some food item.
We still each owe each other a pizza. So that's true. That shit cancels out. But
we can tip the scale.
Yeah. Yeah.
We can make it all or nothing here. So
all or nothing.
Whoever wins this will now get two pizzas, and the other person, you know, it's. Yeah, yeah, the other
nothing. Yeah. Double nothing. Yeah, okay, okay. Two pizzas for this. Once all the predictions have netted out, we'll see who wins. So, what score does this land at? I'll give you first guess.
I'm thinking 9.3 out of 10.
Does Metacritic do points? Oh, so
93. Oh, wait. Okay, yeah, that's true. Metacritic does have that. Ooh, okay, I'm thinking about it that way. I'll say 93. I'll keep it. Wait.
Okay.
Is this including? It's doing because I know they do like review, like critic score. Do they also include like social score, like your customers, like the actual gamers playing?
Let's see.
I feel like
see.
It does.
I think it does. Let's see. Metacritic. I think they have two different scores.
Okay.
Let me check. I mean, it just has one giant Metascore, so I think it has the users in there. I don't know how that calculates, but whatever the Metascore is, that's what we're going off of.
All right, in that case, I'll change to 91.
Okay, 91. I'll go with a solid, you know, Price is Right, 92.
Ooh, 92. Bitch.
Yeah, I think we're going to be closer to 92 here.
Okay.
Okay. So, interesting. I'm very interested. It's really cool that, I mean, that's it's not super cool, but the fact that you're kind of lukewarm on it, or you came into it lukewarm, I was not expecting that. But I mean, I guess it makes sense since we haven't really even talked about it. But you know, once it drops on April 10th, that'll be an interesting day once we both get our hands on it.
But I want to play. I don't know. I might have to push it back a little bit because I want to play Resident Evil. So that is definitely going to be my priority.
When does Resident Evil come out?
I feel like it's April 10th.
So you're saying, I mean, well, okay, I don't want to go crazy on this, but you're saying you're trying to pick up Resident Evil over Final Fantasy easy.
Yeah, it's. I don't think it's a competition right now, bro.
Wow.
Oh, actually, no. Resident Evil is April 3rd.
Okay, so you'll have a week.
I will have a week, which I feel like I can get through, because I think if it, you know, mirrors Resident Evil 2, then it should be a short campaign.
Okay. Okay, so I guess segue into it. We have Resident Evil 3, Doom, and Animal Crossing.
Oh, my goodness.
New Horizon on the horizon, all right? So, I mean, Resident Evil 3, like, we can talk about that later when we get closer to the day. That's fine. Doom and Animal Crossing are literally coming out this Friday. Ooh. I know you're high on Doom.
I am very high on Doom.
Animal Crossing reviews just came out today, and people are loving it. Loving it.
Mm.
Does that have any effect on you?
Not really, because I was already loving it. They're fake fans. I've been here since the beginning, okay, bro. I've been here since last May, or whenever they first announced the release date. Or even, no, when they first announced the game, I was like, I got to play it. So now, yeah, it doesn't really do too much for me. It's still auto cop. It's still, you know, whatever. I'm using my voucher on it. Anyways.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense. I think we're both all in on it at this point. So, you know, I'm very excited. I think we'll talk way more about it next week on next week's episode. But the question here, the forecast here is when the dust settles.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And let's define dust settles. Let's say end of April, since we're already throwing Final Fantasy there, end of April.
Okay.
When the dust settles, what is going to be the rankings of these games by review.
Oh no, bro, that's a tough one. What is the order?
One, okay. Two, and three.
Wait. 1, 2, and 3. Are we talking four here? We're talking four here, right?
We're not talking about Final Fantasy though.
Not talking about Final Fantasy. Okay.
The Final Fantasy prediction was on its own.
Separate. Now
we're talking about Resident Evil,
gotcha.
Doom, and Animal Crossing. So since you went ahead and made your guess first, I'm going to make my guess first this time.
Go ahead.
I'm going to say Doom is number one. Animal Crossing is number two. Resident Evil 3 is number three.
Interesting that you're putting Doom over Animal Crossing, because I'm definitely putting Animal Crossing over Doom, like in terms of my ranking.
You're putting it where?
Over Doom.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I think it'll be Animal Crossing, Doom, then Resident Evil, just because I feel like people like Doom, and they like, you know, mm-hmm. if you played through the first Doom, you're really excited about the second Doom. If you haven't played through the first Doom, people are like, that's cool, it's coming out, like whatever. But with Animal Crossing, I've never played an Animal Crossing game. Like, I've never actually owned a copy. I feel like people are about to go absolutely apeshit on this new Animal Crossing. So I feel like that's the only reason why it would get a higher score.
I understand that. I mean, I think they're both kind of in the same vein, where like the people that play it are gonna really like them both.
Mm-hmm.
My only fear is that people for Animal Crossing, because there is no true end game, people might be like, oh yeah, it's still like Animal Crossing. Like, it's still more of the same. It's a good game, but it doesn't like revolutionize Animal Crossing, which, you know, I'm not saying that. I'm not, you know, I haven't played the game. I don't know, but I can see that being an argument. Whereas from the people who've played Doom, it could be the same argument, but like people are losing their mind over Doom, and they're basically saying it's like a perfect Doom game.
Okay.
From what
okay.
I hear in Game of the Year contender. So we'll see. I think both shakedowns are good. But
let me get
Animal Crossing over Doom.
Yeah, let me get one more final remark on Animal Crossing's behalf.
Okay.
So I've seen a few articles talking about Animal Crossing and how it is either a breath of fresh air, or, you know, it's kind of like a good thing to have in this current climate that we have here. People are saying that Animal Crossing is good to have during COVID-19 season.
Absolutely.
And I'm thinking that could potentially give it the edge over Doom. Like, maybe if you know, COVID wasn't, you know, popping off as it is, I could see myself, you know, saying, nah, bro, Doom will be number one, then followed by Animal Crossing. But just because I feel like more people are going to be playing Animal Crossing, they're going to like it just because they're like, wow, I get to spend time with my friends, blah, 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 you know, all that shit. They won't care about that end game that you're talking about. But, you know, then again, this is just a prediction, so I have no goddamn idea.
Right, right. I mean, I feel what you're saying, but also think about people. When people review this, when are they going to review Animal Crossing? There's no end game, so they're going to review it when they're 20 hours in, when they're 40 hours in,
true.
You don't know.
That is true.
When they're going to review Doom when they end the game and they feel, oh man, that was fantastic. This is it. Like, so that's why I'm like, oh, I don't know. But I think, you know, it really could go either way. So we'll see.
Okay.
Moving on to the last little story here, the last little prediction guy that we're doing. Xbox Series X announced a lot of details today. Did you catch any of this?
I only saw the controller you sent me. I saw that little like thing they did really to the size. They like, you know, kind of compared it to an actual fridge. The HDR backwards compatibility, and I think that's about it.
Okay. Before we continue, I'm going to pause real quick.
Go ahead and
pause. You're breaking up a little bit.
I'm breaking up.
So I think it's because you're breaking up, and I think it's because I'm downloading Call of Duty. So I'm going to pause it.
Oh, my God.
And I should fix it.
This man's out here trying to
so give me a second war zone. Because the download's too fucking big. All right, sorry about that, guys. We had a little technical difficulty with the internet. You know, during COVID-19, everybody's on the internet fucking taking up the data.
How dare they?
But honestly, I can't even blame it on the virus. It's fucking Call of Duty Warzone. the fucking 100 gig download.
Bro, taking it's forever. Only 85. Stop slandering COD Warzone like
that. I heard it was 100, so.
Lies.
I don't know. I don't know. But anyways, sorry about that. Xbox Series X, you only saw a little bit of the stuff. So, you know, this is not a news gaming podcast, so I don't want to go deep into everything, but basically, this thing is powerful. They gave all the specs, and this is basically on par with PCs that are coming out this year.
Like the 2080, right?
It has crazy... What was that?
It's coming like on par with like the RTX 2080, like the latest graphics.
Right. Card. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like there, it's very strong. It has a 1 terabyte SSD in it.
Ooh, holy.
And it's not even just a regular SSD. It's like the NVMe or whatever. It's like top of the line SSD. 16 teraflop or 12 teraflops or whatever. Like we don't need to get into all of that. But today they basically showed off. They gave people hands-on with the console. They flew people out to Microsoft and gave them hands-on with the console, which is insane to me because I've never heard of them doing that. It's typically like when we see the console or when we hear about the console and all the stats, like that's when everybody hears about it for the same time. So it's kind of weird that before we even reach E3 territory, rest in peace E3, they're flying people out to play on it. But it's super powerful. They talked about Quick Resume a little bit more, and they actually showed it live. Ooh. They had 5 different games, State of Decay, switched into Forza, switched into an Xbox 360 game, switched through like 5 different games, and it's like literally 10 seconds later, you're in the next game, literally resuming exactly wherever you left.
It's like a phone, basically, at this
basically,
point.
Basically, yeah. Suspended shit. Animation, like suspended state on the apps, all that good stuff is exactly like that. And apparently it works as well as if you shut down the console, it still works. When you turn it back on, it still works.
No way, bro. No
that's,
way.
That's still works. So that on its own was awesome. They announced that games are going to be like HDR backwards compatible in a way, where it's like they now have software on the Xbox Series X that can retroactively add HDR to games. So they showed Halo 5, which doesn't have HDR, I believe. And they showed how like they have like the scanning tech that will in real time translate the game into HDR, which is pretty cool. They had ray tracing. So they showed Minecraft with the ray tracing, which was really awesome. They showed like light coming through the windows and how that affects the game. Like some of these things are like really, you just got to see it to believe it, which was nice. They showed the controller, which looked pretty much the same with a little modified D-pad, but you can use new controllers. You can use old controllers on the new Xbox. So it's like, you know, pick your poison on that one. That was the crux of it. They showed a couple of different games that were playing on it. They talked about the ray tracing. They talked about the HDR and how everything is just going to be buttery smooth. They showed the load times. Like a game that took a minute and a half to load, loaded in like 10 seconds. So, it's going to be good. The downside, the biggest like kind of X on it was that they have like their own storage device. Where if you want to have more storage, you have to buy like a Microsoft branded SSD chip that you put in the console. So if it comes with 1 terabyte, which is a shit ton, but if you want another terabyte, you have to buy that chip, which could very, very well be expensive. So we're looking at kind of like phone type plans where it's like, okay, you get the 1 terabyte model, but you might need to spring for the 2 terabyte model at some point, and you can't just buy a standard SSD. You got to buy Microsoft's version. So that was unfortunate.
It'll probably be fine. Like when we actually, sure, I know the games are getting bigger, but like actually having to purchase it, it shouldn't be too much, right? Like,
people are saying this thing could cost $100, $200.
Oh,
that's also, people don't know what the fuck they're talking about. True. People don't know what they're talking about, so. I don't know.
Sheesh.
Yeah. So I can talk. I have a lot of, you know, different predictions about the Xbox Series X that I've shared countless times. But let's get into the predictions. All right. This thing has top of the line performance capabilities into it. It has, you know, crazy graphics processing. It has 1 terabyte SSD. It has 12 teraflops out of whatever the fuck that means. You know what I'm saying? Lots of graphical floppy processing, essentially. Very floppy device. How much does this cost? Does this, like, me seeing all of this top-of-the-line technology, how much does this cost? It seemed like it was very, very expensive. Like, those RTX 2080s by themselves are, what, $500?
They're probably at $450, you know? $500 so, right now.
I don't know how much the Series X costs, but we're about to guess right now. And you get the first pick.
I gotta say $600. Like,
$600?
I don't even know, bro. Because, like, I really have no, like, nothing to compare it to, no frame of reference. I don't know what Microsoft is on right now. But then again, you know, we've talked about how we want, Microsoft is needing, it is a necessity for them to be able to get back in the game here, or else they're not going to, they may not have, like, a future for that, you know, making Xbox games. They might have, like, I feel like we may have mentioned this before, they might have to take a little bit of a hit, you know, give everybody the best of the best, just so that way they can get that popularity. I'm going to bump it down. I'm going to say, I'm on the fence between 400 and 500, but I'm going to have to say 500 on
500,
launch.
Okay. So $500, that was going to be my guess. I'm like, I thought today I texted some buddies and I said, there's no way. I don't understand how this thing could be cheaper than 600. But then I think again. Back to, okay, like, they're like exactly everything you said. I don't even need to reiterate it. Exactly everything you said. Since you're going 500, though, I'm just going to go 550. I'm going to meet in the middle. Damn, 550. Son. I think you got this one, though. I think it is 500, but I don't want to match your thing. Because actually, no, fuck it. I'll match it. Why not? We're playing for two pizzas. I'll match 500. Might as well.
Can't take no else.
Throw that question away. Will PlayStation match the $500 price point, or will it be cheaper? All right, because I don't think PlayStation is coming out as powerful as the Xbox Series X. Could PlayStation even be cheaper than $500?
No.
Or does it match? Or is it more expensive? Your call.
My call, I would have to say, from the talks that, you know, we've had, I don't think PlayStation has the same, like, you know, need. You know, when you think of a company in need, they get desperate, they have to, you know, lower their prices. I don't think PlayStation is feeling that heat. Sony's not feeling it. They're feeling, okay, Xbox One was a kind of a flop, well, basically a flop. PS4 dominated the generation. They're not feeling that stress. They feel like they may feel like they can charge whatever they want to. I'm thinking definitely above 550, possibly 600. So I will lock in that 600 still.
So you're saying, okay, so your guess is that PlayStation, you don't have to give me an exact number. Do you think PlayStation will be more expensive than the Xbox Series X?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay. I honestly, a little bit in the back of my head, I think that PlayStation is waiting for Xbox to announce the price, and they might make a decision based off that. I don't know, but I think they're going to match. Okay. I think they're going to match. I don't think that there's any way they're going to go over what the Xbox is charging, regardless if they're taking a hit or not. They just can't do it. And I think Sony is in a lot of trouble. This is just me just like sounding the clocks on with no information. I think Sony is in a lot of trouble because of the virus, because, like, I haven't heard anything about first party titles. The virus, I think, has hit Sony hard with production, from the rumors we heard about them, like, not being able to get the parts properly.
Okay.
I don't think there's going to be many PS5s out there come holiday season, if it even releases holiday season. You know, I'll throw an extra question in there.
I don't like this question.
Will the consoles be delayed? Will the consoles come out this holiday? Because it can't be delayed. There's no, you know, date announced.
Right.
Will they come out holiday 2020? Still.
I'll say yeah. Every little boy and girl needs their Christmas present. They won't let us down.
Both of them?
Yes. Okay. If one is going through with it, the other one will probably take the L if they have to and say, we just gotta, you know, get some units out there.
Yeah. Okay, I agree. So that question's thrown out. So you said PlayStation will be more expensive than the Xbox Series X. I say PlayStation will match the Xbox Series X. One more question here. How many new launch titles are going to be announced for each console in June? All right, we get one guess for each, one for Microsoft, one for PlayStation. Whenever they have their big press conference about next generation, how many launch titles are going to come with each game? So I'll give you this. Microsoft, already, you already know you're getting Halo Infinite. That's one. But how many total launch titles are we getting? You guess first last, so I'll guess first for these two. Microsoft, we got Halo. We may get a Fable. We'll probably get a Forza. And we're probably going to get some other bullshit. I'm saying four. Four launch titles.
Damn. Four is definitely
for the Xbox Series X.
That's the safe number right there. Okay.
Four. And then for PlayStation, you're getting Horizon Zero Dawn 2. You're getting Knack 3, maybe. Like, I seriously don't even. All jokes aside, I don't know. I don't know what they're going to drop. I want to say 3. But do they have 3 games sitting around? Probably. They'll probably be bullshit games, but I'll say 3 launch titles for PlayStation. Launch exclusives, I guess.
Okay. So how are we doing the rules? Is it closest to the number without going over, or can I be over and like it's just the closest number?
How do you want to do it?
Because I feel like I want to do closest number without being like
over.
No. With, you can be over just to like, okay, you know, okay, make sure. It a little easier. So, sure. Because in that case, I'm thinking Xbox 6, PS4, 4. I mean, PS5, 4.
Okay. Xbox 6?
Yes, sir.
That's crazy. I feel like there's no way they launch with 6 titles.
I know. Actually, I'm saying 6. You already said it. That is true. I was saying 6 because it was because, you know, last launch they didn't have a lot and they feel like they gotta double down. What did they have last time? They had Sunset Overdrive. They had did they have Halo at the time?
No. Not with the Xbox One, I don't think. I think it was like Sunset Overdrive and that was pretty much it.
May have been a Forza game, probably. So they got a double down, bro. And in my case, I guess I'm guessing that they're tripling
down. Yeah. I mean, I don't even know. Because I think the thing is, like, you can't release 20 games at launch because, like, your games have to, for the most part, appeal to different audiences. Like, you can't have Halo Infinite and Gear 6 drop at launch because you're cannibalizing your own sales. You know what I'm saying? That being said, Microsoft could just lean heavily into Game Pass and be like, hey, you got Halo Infinite and one other thing, and then you also have Game Pass or something. Pass. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Okay, cool. So we got all of our predictions locked in. You think Final Fantasy is going to score 90?
I said 91.
91. I said 93, I think. You said Animal Crossing, Doom, Resident Evil 3. I said Doom, Animal Crossing, Resident Evil 3. Xbox Series X will cost $500 from both of us. PlayStation will be more expensive for you. I say it's going to match. And four launch titles for me for Xbox Series X, 6 for you. And then 3 launch titles and 4 for you?
Yes, 4 for me.
Okay.
For PS5.
Okay. Sounds good, man. I'm excited to see, you know, first of all, Animal Crossing's coming out literally week. Doom, are you playing Doom first? Animal Crossing, you said Doom?
Depends on what Angelique and I are trying to do, because I know we're trying to, you know, link up. We do a little bit of that local co-op. But if she's not playing, I might just hop on Doom. Just got to get that pure testosterone, get that rage, get that anger out, you know?
Yeah, I feel you. I mean, I'm going to tell you, every day you don't play Animal Crossing, my house is just going to get bigger and better. Mansion, oh, I'm going to have you come over, bro. It's not a race, you know what I'm saying? But my crib is going to be clean. You're gonna be better off. My crib is gonna be clean. Shit. I'm gonna have all the Nook Miles or whatever the fuck that the currency that is the called.
I think so. Yeah.
That being said, I think we're running out of time here. So let's go to our player of the game. Okay.
Who's our player of the game this week, sir?
This week, you know, there's been a lot of COVID-19 news here, but that's not gonna stop us from highlighting our women for National Women's Month, or we talked about this, but I can't remember the official title. We're still highlighting women all month here. So our player of the game this week is none other than Katarina Macedo. Ooh. I think I said that right.
Okay.
Katarina Macedo. This is somebody that I tried my hardest to find somebody that I didn't know just because of Kind of Funny. So Katarina is a project manager at Xbox. She is the lead for Women in Gaming, which is a Microsoft organization that highlights women in tech. And she's very passionate about the Xbox brand and taking feedback and providing a product that she herself is passionate about and that, you know, gamers are passionate about, which I really appreciate it. And the whole reason I found her, I don't remember how like I stumbled upon her or anything like that, but I remember seeing a tweet from her just being like, what feedback do you have about the Xbox dashboard, the Xbox One dashboard? Give me all your feedback. Let us know what you think about it. What would you like to see improved and stuff like that? I'm like, that question right there is like fantastic. Like, I mm-hmm. never see that. I don't see people coming out.
Sony would never.
I don't see Sony being like, hey, how can we improve the dashboard? I don't see Nintendo like just having somebody, regardless of if you're a project manager or you're a game dev or anything like that, just seeing somebody like send out a tweet and say, hey, what's your feedback? I'm listening. Like, let us know what you want to see improved. Made me feel really good as a gamer, made me feel really confident about the team and how they're going to be improving the Microsoft Xbox ecosystem moving forward with the Series X and all that good stuff. So it was really cool to hear her reach out, and she's always supporting the Microsoft articles and always asking questions to consumers about like, hey, should we improve this, or this is why we made this decision and stuff. So her username is CATAMYKX on Twitter. CATAMYKX on Twitter. Go give her a follow if you are interested in Microsoft happenings. Feel free to reach out to her, give her feedback and all that good stuff. Because I do believe that she's indeed listening, and she's a project manager, so she's for sure going to be taking that feedback to somebody and hopefully getting changes made. But with that, that's pretty much everything. Do you have anything else for us here, the fine folks at home?
Anything else for the people at home? Everybody go play COD Warzone. Shit, I want to see y'all out in the battlefield. Ooh. I want to get some kills. I want to rack up. One game I got 9 kills, so that's all I want to say. I'm flexing. I have to. But that's all I
you
got.
You too. You too can have laggy internet if you download COD Warzone. Exactly. It'll only take an easy 8 hours to download all 100 gigabytes.
And that's
Arson says 85, but I say 100. With that, everybody, please, thank you for listening to Player Player Podcast. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe to us on your podcasting platform of choice. Rate us 5 stars on iTunes and tell your friends about us. If you want updates about future episodes and giveaways, please just go to the Twitter at Player Player Pod and follow us. DM us. Give us feedback. I don't care. Just you know, interact with the social medias.
Just talk to us.
Player Player Pod. Big shout out to my boy Aaron Miller out there for the intro music. Follow him on Instagram at The Miller Child. You can follow me on social media as The Hoop Man, and you can follow Arson here as LeakyLeak13 on Twitter and Arson Lakpa on Instagram. And with that, guys, please wash your hands and then keep gaming.
Say no to COVID-19.